scourge of those who show moral abandonment, and yet they're surly, terse and intransigent, curmudgeonly imperious, occasionally rash, and often quite smug or a little bit rash. It's true that they work to uphold our laws, but it seems they're not shy of a couple of flaws. While we don't think it right these fine folk to be shamed, there's a small attribute for which they've been famed. Of course this does not apply right across the board, but stereotypes do reflect a truth that is broad, and forgive us for subtlety akin to a brick, but they tend to present as uncommonly thick. Call them the rozzers, the crushers or cobs, blue bottles, bobbies, the pigs or the slobs. Call them old Bill or the fuzz or the Scrooge, just don't call them bright when they're looking for clues. Drat the peelers. Drat the peelers. Public servants, they should act more respectfully to ladies or gents who are needing them urgently. Manners cost nothing when asked for assistance, but many I've met engaged with impertinence.
Good sir, I beg you, detain this dipper.
I can't do that, sir, he's barely a nipper.
But look at this flimp, he's got sparks in his pocket, and what's more, he tried to take my good lady's locket.
The little chappy prig started crying on cue. His kinsman had taught him right well what to do. Her Majesty's officer, clearly a mug, turned to the rascal and gave him a hug.
What's wrong, little boy?
The rozzer inquired.
He just tried to touch me,
responded the liar. The copper then put me in ruffles at once and nibbed me right falsely for being a nonce. Drat the peelers. Drat the peelers. Drat the peelers. Drat the peelers. Highway signs announce police slow. It's good that they admit it, but it really doesn't go to forge real faith in the keepers of the peace when that you hear is the sound of the police. If it's true they consider Mr. Holmes their model, then how is it they seem so perennially befuddled, confused or bewildered by the slightest complexities, and always needing others to assist with inquiries, mere simple offences or trivial threats? They're slow to react, but so quick to forget. Their purpose, a fact that's beyond elementary, is to fulfil the needs and the whims of the gentry, to apprehend scallywags, hooligans, ruffians on our accusation without pause or question.
His knuckles are dragging and his eyes are shifty. Regard his demeanour, he's obviously guilty.
And yet they dismiss us with withering gaze or turns of particularly sarcastic phrase. There's no need to be patronising, pompous or snooty.
Constable, arrest him, I say, do your duty.
Drat the peelers. Drat the peelers. Drat the peelers. Drat the peelers. We'd like to express our sincere respect and admiration for Her Majesty's Police Service. They do an unenviable job in often difficult circumstances, and it's probably not helped by the likes of us making frequent satirical jibes at their expense. We don't doubt that they are, on the whole, perfectly capable and adroit, ladies and gentlemen, and that the simple-minded among them to whom we refer are merely the 400 or 500 individuals in every force who are rather letting the side down.